8:30 on the clock. It's called to order the Gage County Board of Equalization, 8:30 February 19th, 2014. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Doran, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer.
Speak up.
First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes.
By Byers.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Comments for the public and requests from for future agenda items regarding Board of Equalization. Seeing none, we can go back if we need to. Patty.
Basically, we're just in the office right now working with the windmill company to go out and figure out how much concrete and everything and get the idea of where all the windmills are. So that's kind of what we're working on now. Jefferson County, it sounds like, has got a quite like 30 of them, and they're going to be getting some more. So we want to be on the same page across county lines on how we value everything. So right now it's concrete. However, the Jefferson County assessor was kind of looking into some different costs for infrastructure and stuff like that, too. So we just want to be on the same page when we go up that county line and value them. So we sent out what they call Form 402s, which is an improvement on leased land, the owner of the land versus, you know, and then the improvement that sets on that land. So that's kind of what we're working on now. We're working on next year's values. Well, this year's values, I should say. Homestead exemptions are coming in pretty good. Personal property. Guess if anybody has any questions, I'm kind of boring today.
Do we have a state model on the wind mill on valuing those? Is there any kind of state model?
Darrell's been in counties that have done it before, yeah. We just want to make sure that, especially with Jefferson, that we've got, since this is the first time to our counties, then he'll be able to, you know, check things. There's different companies, and so, but it doesn't change the valuation. Basically, for the real estate side, we'll be valuing the concrete pad, the building, I believe, sitting in Jefferson. So that building will be valued over in Jefferson County, but, you know, and then the megawatt capacity has gone through the treasurer. So we just want to be on the same page when we're, you know, counties that overlap, so.
You made a comment about the landowner, so some of this will be assessed to the land?
Nope. Yep. The only thing I need to know from the landowner, and it's any time that you put a building on somebody else's land, we send out, like, the Scully especially. You know, they have improvement on lease land. So, basically, we just need the form filled out saying the windmill will be taxed differently from the property owner. Nope, in this particular, now, that doesn't always work that way in every situation. But in this situation, the landowner doesn't get anything different added to his property, so. So, I guess our next meeting is the 27th, right? With the township boards? Oh. Is that one then?
That one. Come with answers. That's what they want is answers.
What kind of answers?
Everything.
Good ones.
Gee, if I knew that, I would be the this person, right? Do you have any ideas what the questions are going to be?
The answer is.
Pop quiz.
Yeah. Pop quiz.
Like Jeopardy.
Huh?
Be like Jeopardy.
Oh, gotcha. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be the bearer of really good news when it comes to Agland, if that's what they're looking for. So I don't know what their questions are, what, you know, but.
Will your bad news be that it's going down or that it's continuing to go up?
If you're trying to sell, then that's really good news.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that, as an assessor, you know, especially with the types of increases, you know, you used to see 10 and 12 and everybody got excited. Well, we're doubled that now, and I'm thinking it should stable, you know, get leveled off. Got to do what I got to do, so.
Can't even imagine what's going to happen when that value, those values start dropping and the issues that we're going to have. But.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Later on, I'm going to probably talk to you a little bit about our 1 in 6 year plan. And I know this is probably a little premature, but I do have some figures for a flyover. You know, just an idea. We haven't flown the county for 10 years. This doesn't have to do with pictometry, but it does have to do with rural outbuildings. So we may need to discuss that later on. You know, so I have some ideas that I might run by the Equalization Committee and then bring to the full board, but that'll be later on down the road.
Okay, let us know when we need to do that.
Yeah. Is that something you're looking at for next year's budget, or, I mean, including something maybe, or don't know yet, or?
Just some ideas that I have. Yeah, it can be spread over a two-year budget period. I've got some figures on it already because of Mark's situation with, you know, working with Brenda, so Mark Mainz. So we talked about some things too. So, but I'll talk to the Equalization Committee first, and that'll be a little bit later in the spring.
Questions for Patty?
No? All right, well, we're early here, so we will adjourn the Board of Equalization 8:37, and we'll start the regular board meeting at 8:45.